Hello, and welcome to the Property Solopreneur podcast, a show for property investors and developers who want to build and grow their own profitable businesses. I'm sharing with you my decades of property experience and interviewing many other successful property people who are happy to share their varied and priceless knowledge freely. Business doesn't need to be hard, and nor do you need to be lucky. But as a certified strategist, I know you need a plan to work to. And a good start is by listening to other people's successes and failures. Why reinvent the wheel? This allows us to have a more in-depth knowledge of the wider property world. Oh, welcome to this week's episode of the Property Solopreneur. Very short one this week, but it's on a subject that's coming up a lot in the workshops and strategy sessions that I'm doing at the moment. Marketing. We've all got to do it. Call it what you will. Marketing is quite a big sort of commercial word, isn't it? But basically, marketing is just letting other people know who you are and what you do. And do you know, this can really cause some people to hit a wall and to curl up and not do anything. They're stuck because to market themselves in whatever way they need to do, they've got to feel happy with their identity. The identity they feel in property may not be congruent with what they feel they want the world to see. Is that you? Are you having difficulty in believing that you're a property investor, you're a property developer, whatever it is, you're in property? You know, you do the thing, but somehow you don't think that other people look at you and go, yes, yes, that's so-and-so, she's a property whatever. Well, don't worry, you're not alone. Actually, this is quite a lot of people. And that's because some of us, well, I would say the most majority of us, never quite get out of the startup mentality. You know, we could have been doing this for 20 years, but you don't still think you're doing property, you know, because that's not where you started off at 18. I think the world divides into two very strong camps. The first camp will not, I think, be listening to this episode because it has never occurred to them that it is not blindingly obvious. I mean, look, I'm X. I'm an amazing, knowledgeable property person. End of. They just are. They've been around a while. They're in their own tram lines. They're great to know, as they're very, very happy to share their knowledge because they know this is why they were put on this earth. Now, there are other people who are equally confident but are not in their own tram lines because they've probably never done a single transaction. They may not even own their own homes but are still in the sponge learning mode. But there they are, all over social media, clutching a tiny microphone. Why don't they clip it to their clothes? It's a mystery to me. Telling people that they're there to serve and will dispense knowledge and wisdom if you just ask them that question on property that they know they have the answer to, although they've never actually done it themselves. Well, don't worry about them. They're shouting into the wind at the moment. And do you know, they're quite fun to have around normally because they stir things up. They polarise people. When you get a polarised opinion, then the next property meet that meets is going to have a nice time talking about them. And that's good to a certain degree because it gets people talking about what information is good and what's bad. Now, then there are the people in the completely opposite camp. They're the ones I'm hearing about, tying themselves up in knots because they're not posting enough or what they want to actually post because then they'd be visible. And being visible can be uncomfortable if you're not happy in the skin that you wish to portray. Feelings completely understandable. If you're more comfortable, it may be easier for you to speak and to post. Everybody has some sort of identity that has grown on them over the years. You know, there's lots of people who are known as Freddie's mother or the teacher. Now, I was wife of. My husband was in the army and I was extremely used to saying my name followed by a wife of and giving my husband's army number. Really essential when at the doctor's or even getting a library book out. And if you've had years of that, it's really quite hard calling yourself something else because that's not what naturally comes to the tip of your tongue when you introduce yourself. So the easiest way to think about it is to relax about it. On a piece of paper, whiteboard, app, however it is that your brain works, list all the things that you want to tell the world. Leave out the identity. It doesn't matter. You know, this isn't some form of addiction meeting where you've got to stand up and go, you know, every time, hello, I'm Rachel and I'm a property investor. No, just forget that bit and show through your posts what you do. And in time, you'll get used to it, feel comfortable, your skin will grow on you. And suddenly you'll find that your new property identity will be mirrored back to you. And the first time you hear it, it's a bit, ooh, but you'll get used to it. And that's when somebody you know introduces you to a third party as, oh, this is Rachel, and she's, and then fill in the blank. She fills in the blanks for you. You don't have to say anything. You are known. People recognize you as this. Really happy to then fit that identity. Social media, absolutely essential in today's world. It's social media proof. If you want to attract like-minded friends, potential investors, but don't spend time poring over other people's efforts. They are them and you are you. I have got some very successful clients who get a lot of investor funding, but their investor funding doesn't come from people who pour over social media posts. When they first meet them, they'll go, oh, I'll just look them up. That's it. And that's it as far as they're concerned. So their social media posts are very carefully thought about, curated, don't happen very often. It's just there because, do you know, they're in property. They're not in social media. They're doing the property stuff. Authentic, absolutely a buzzword at the moment, but it's true. Who are you? We're all different. You know, some of us are property people who just live by spreadsheets. Everything has to happen by a spreadsheet. There are others who do property because it's fun. They love it. It's, you know, interactive. It's people. All these other things. Spreadsheets, oh, do I have to? But yes, for 5 minutes a day. Very, very different attitudes. And, you know, whatever it is that are you, you will have a tribe out there which will go, oh, I could work with them. Yeah, I can get on with them. Look, they are absolutely, they think the same way as me. And the only way that you can have people find you do that is by just being yourself. So if you spend a bit of time on this, you'll realize that the majority of people out there that you know in property are not posting all day, every day at a set time, nor are they miming to songs or being terribly clever with interactive reels and amazingly produced videos. The problem is our feeds are full of the professional course sellers and influencers who think that this is what they've got to be like. And in fact, you can tell who they are because their posts are often written a year in advance. They go out automatically. So they will happen at 10 o'clock every single day or 6 o'clock or whatever it is. You perhaps like and understand their content, but it may not resonate with you. That's fine. If it doesn't resonate with you, don't do what they do. Make it your own speech, your own voice. So if you have any doubt, look at my feed. It really isn't very beautiful. It's not beautifully created. I think about my posts a week in advance, and so all sorts of things come up. They could be very different. My feed doesn't form fabulous patterns. Apparently, this year, your little post should form a pretty pattern when it's all put together. No, sorry. I've just not got time for that. My fonts sometimes are not the same because I'm doing it on a different machine. Again, I'd rather get my message out there. And you definitely won't be able to look at my posts and go, oh, look, it's Wednesday. Rachel always posts something on a Wednesday. Even my podcast post sometimes goes out on a Sunday, released on a Monday, and sometimes it goes out on a Tuesday. I will never pass up an opportunity to go and see something or do something or speak to somebody just because I've got to post something on social media. I just don't work that way. Life is far too short. Can you see me in the post? Yes, you can. Can you see what I do? Yes, you can. Can you interact with me? Yes. And interestingly, if you met me in the flesh, and I know this is true because it happens to me all the time, you would recognize me. I've always got pearls on somewhere. I'm always wearing an Alice band, shuffle gilet in the winter, and normally painted nails. I've looked like this since I came out of the egg. And people come up to me at networking meetings and say, are you? I've seen you. You look exactly the same. I go, yes, it is me. You know, I don't have somebody else talk about my message. I am me. So don't worry about not being as big as some people. You are who you are. Don't label yourself. Make sure you've got a professional account. That's essential. You don't want to be an amateur about this. But when you filled in the information that you need to have, don't worry about squeezing yourself into an identity that feels fake or makes you think you're an imposter. Because marketing, remember, is just communicating with the wider world. You don't have to teach anybody anything. You don't have to tell the world everything about your family and friends. This is a professional thing. I don't know anything about my accountant or my solicitor's family, but I know how they interact and what their businesses do really, really well. You don't have to make clever reels, amazing carousels every single week of the year. You can repost. Just work out what you want to say and practice using all the help out there like Canva and your phone. Oh my word, if you're just entering property and social media with property, you do not know how lucky you are. When I first started this stuff 20 odd years ago, we had to download from an ordinary camera and cut it in a different way and we had different software. It was a marathon. No wonder so few people did it. And if you put it up there, and you realize you really hate it, delete. There's a delete button. Use it. Great little thing, that, the delete button. Now, I'm recording next week with a chap who I've known in property for about 12 years. I started to form my ideas about, you know, the way my conversation was going to flow and how I was going to introduce him. And I suddenly realized that actually I was hitting a brick wall myself because he was just him. There was no subcategory of what he did in property that actually encompassed him. He's very, very successful in many fields. He's failed in some. Sometimes they were his fault because he's an entrepreneur. Sometimes it was his business partner. But that's what makes him so important for other people to hear his story and go, yeah, I can do that. That's a really good idea. Because he's definitely somebody I would recommend others to go and hear speak, you know, to go to networking with, because he's definitely in property. He's definitely successful and he's been definitely doing this for quite some time. Therefore, he is definitely a property person. But he doesn't have a neat, tidy little tiny box. He really doesn't. So let's all be happy not to be focused and pushed down a label rabbit hole. It's there because it's convenient for the social media platforms to have it for their SEO systems, which, of course, we all should be aware of because that's how we're found. But it's that handy little box says at the bottom of many payment pages, say, tick here if you're not a robot. You must remember that you are a human. So I'm Rachel and I'm in property is enough. If you want to go and feel happy micro-defining yourself, that's fine as well. But don't tie yourself up in knots and fail to get on and do the stuff that makes the difference, because you cannot pin yourself down. If this resonates with you, or you have a different problem that you want to do 90 minutes one-to-one with, well, book a call with me. You know, the links are in the show notes. Or go to my website, racheltratton.com, and I spell my name R-A-C-H-A-E-L, and click on the banner. It's really easy. And let's meet on Zoom for a discovery call. We can then work out how we can work together, either as a power hour or as a strategy session, and work on your business. So everything becomes easier and then you can move on. Often it's a tiny little blockage that stops you from really getting to where you want to be. Don't let the small stuff stop you from doing the big stuff. You know, step into the shoes that you're going to feel comfortable in. It's all just a mindset shift. So to be clear, I'm Rachel Troughton and I'm a certified business strategist who helps property people create businesses that deliver the dream they want. I'm also Rachel Troughton, the property investor who has built up her property portfolios to create a pension for herself, as due to my husband's work, we moved 19 times in 23 years. However, I'm also Rachel Troughton, the property developer who has built for rent and for sale and is currently developing agricultural buildings for a collection of residential and commercial uses. So I can use any of those I am and follow it up. We don't always have to encompass everything that we do. All those hats fit me. But the one I'm branded under is that of Rachel Troughton, the property solopreneur. And that's because I do all of this and always have done on my own without sole contractors. I enjoy every minute of it, working the hours that I want to, earning the money I want to, and doing the things in property that I want to. That's who I am. Thank you for listening to The Property Solopreneur with me, Rachel Troughton. If you've enjoyed this episode, do hit subscribe and kindly leave a review and share this podcast with anyone you think it would help on their property journey. If you'd like to get hold of my guide for building a successful property business, go to racheltroughton.com/checklist. We only live one life. So let's get your dream a reality through building a profitable property business.